This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. We've got a lot to talk about. We've got to talk about Juneteenth, where the celebrations are, why we still don't have that a national holiday. We have a lot more updates on coronavirus and places where we are seeing spiking. We have Dr. Fauci say that he doesn't think we're going to need to shut down again. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. We'll tell you what he's thinking there. We also say goodbye to Ian Holmes, Bilbo Baggins, and he was in Chariots of Fire. He left us at the age of 88. We have news when it comes to the vaccine. We always have news, and you know whether it's good news or bad news, I don't know. But today, I think we have some good news on it. And then, of course, we're taking your questions, your comments, your calls. And we're going to have U.S. vets represented. It's a charity in throughout the country. And we want to talk about what they do and what how you can help. So, as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so it's Father's Day weekend coming up. It's so funny because Father's Day weekend, a lot of people kind of forget that it's like the third Sunday of the month. So everybody thought it was supposed to be last weekend. And then somebody got the memo going, no, that's not Father's Day. Father's Day is like the 21st. So even me, I always kind of mix it up. Because, you know, Father's Day for me always came on my birthday or around there. My birthday's June 16th. Yay, happy birthday to me. I still have my little hat and I'm still celebrating. But so Father's Day in my house was not as big a deal as it should have been. Because, I mean, to me, my birthday was, you know, my birthday. My birthday should be a national holiday, which it will be one day, my guess. But Father's Day, a lot of times we kind of miss the mark, people. And this is supposed to be a day where, you know, fathers look forward to. And a lot of times we really, really screw it up. And, you know, I'm not trying to insult anybody or whatever, but, you know, we need to talk honest. Okay? You know, what does the average dad really want on his Sunday? Okay, well, he wants a day off. Father's Day is on a Sunday. I think it started way back in 1910 after Mother's Day had been established. And I think her name was Miss Dodd. I have to look it up. She wanted to honor her father, who was also, I believe, a veteran, and, you know, wanted to give, you know, give dad a special day. So the big problem is when it comes to Father's Day, a lot of us, we families, we start to plan all this stuff that dad really doesn't want to do. Okay, well, barbecue. Well, we're going to have barbecue because dad likes barbecued meat. Okay, yeah, dad likes barbecued meat, but he likes to sit there and eat it in his den. He doesn't want to have to always talk to other people. And a lot of times, you know, we bring over the in-laws. You know, so we're like, okay, well, I got to invite over my dad, and I got to invite over my brothers because it's Father's Day. So meanwhile, Father's Day starts to be this big, huge barbecue with the in-laws. And how is that his day off? And then, you know, I'm guilty of this, just like a lot of women. You know, honey, I can't lift anything, and I can't clean the grill, and I can't. I know, I play the girl card. I hate setting up for a barbecue. So now my husband has all this work to do, all these chores, all these tasks for a barbecue that he doesn't even want. And then he's got to clean out the backyard, he's got to spray it down and pick up the dog poop. What am I doing? Well, I'm starting to prepare the meat. And maybe I'm making, you know, cookies, and maybe I'm on the phone inviting as many people as possible to his Father's Day barbecue, and these are people that he doesn't even want to see. So after doing all this, then, right, he tries to sit down and have a beer, you know, and we're like, wait a second, no, don't drink because then he can watch the kids for a second for me, right? after the barbecue. Usually dad. Okay, now I need you to put all the lawn furniture back into the garage. I need you to clean this. Oh, the grill's dirty again. Can you clean the grill? Now it's 10 p.m. on Sunday night. You know, he's got to get up early for work like we all do. And his Father's Day is over. So, you know, let's kind of break down what we probably should do for Father's Day, okay? And I know this is going to be very difficult for people to hear, but I've been saying this year after year. If you really want to give Dad, okay, what he wants for Father's Day, give him some peace. Give him some peace and quiet. Let him go poop without somebody banging on the door. You know, maybe take the kids out for a few hours. Let Dad sleep in. If he doesn't want to have a party or a barbecue, fine. You know, maybe he just wants to, you know, watch a movie or porn or whatever. It's Daddy's Day. That's fine. Now, a lot of people are like, well, what do we do? Well, I got to celebrate my dad and, you know, you got in-laws and all that. Then separate it. Do the in-laws for brunch, okay? You know, or let Daddy sleep in. You take your dad out. Enjoy Daddy Day, whatever, and then the rest of the day is all about hubby, I, you know, or your partner or whatever. It happens time and time again. And then gifts, you know, so mom's like, okay, let's go buy Daddy a gift, you know, so I'm going to be doing that with my kids, you know, we're going to go shopping, and, you know, I'm thinking, okay, well, let's get him some, you know, cologne or aftershave. Guys don't want to be reminded that they have to shave every day and nick themselves. They don't want to be reminded that they stink, right? And even though they don't, guys don't like cologne. They don't. They want to smell like dudes. They don't want to smell perfumey, but we women always, you know, give them perfume. Tie. Don't buy your dad a tie, okay? You think the average man likes things around their neck? They don't. You know, yeah, they wear a tie for work, but if you're going to get him a gift, I mean, you know, get him something that you know, he really wants, right? Like, you know, certain subscriptions to something, or, you know, maybe, you know, like some of these meat, I should be a dad. Some of these, I don't know if it's Omaha Steaks, but some of these places where they send you steak, you know, like every month. Oh my gosh, that to me would be amazing. Or, you know, like these beers, let's say it's into beers. You know, you could get them a subscription for all these, foreign beers that are out there. And, you know, I mean, there's, you know, get him what he likes. Get, you know, and it doesn't have to be something fancy. It doesn't have to be expensive. It could be a really cool lazy boy chair. It could be, you know, it could be, you know, some comfortable underwear or some sweatpants. All right. But, you know, just rethink it. And whatever you think he's going to want, just do the opposite. And I bet you're going to be right. You hit the mark. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And big thank you to all the daddies out there. Happy Father's Day coming up. Don't forget to tune in and give us your comments and your questions at drdahlia.com or on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia. And Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Yeah, I'm not very creative. I just kind of use the same handle for it all. So my next guest I'm very, very excited about because this is a foundation that I'm really honored to speak about because it is just, I just love veterans. I just do. And there is the Sure Bet for Homeless and At-Risk Veterans Fundraiser that is being put on by U.S. Vets. And we have Shalimar Cabrera to join us to kind of talk about a little bit about this foundation and what they do. Hi, Shalimar. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. So, So first, tell us about U.S. Vets.
Yeah, U.S. Vets is, we're a national nonprofit organization. But here in Las Vegas is where this fundraiser is benefiting. And in Las Vegas, we're the largest organization providing housing and supportive services to homeless and at-risk veterans and their families. So we provide them with both temporary and permanent housing, as well as workforce development, support, life skills, therapy, counseling. We have an outreach team that visits the streets and the shelters to find homeless veterans who may not know about us, refer them into our program. We're basically providing comprehensive services to help veterans with whatever it is that they need to address the barriers that are keeping them from maintaining permanent housing and independence.
Yeah, I think that's you know, fantastic, and you know, you touched upon something that I think a lot of people don't realize. You know, we have a huge homeless population in Nevada, in California, I think every state, you know, is seeing their homeless population rise, and a good number of them are veterans. And you know, can you kind of walk us through what you're seeing most commonly is what ends up happening in terms of, you know, where somebody who comes from, you know, defending our country, sacrificing for our country, and you know, doing all that they do, come back and then end up, you know, unfortunately, you know, becoming homeless. What do you think happens? What are you seeing that happens?
Yes, absolutely. I can share that with you, because we know right now the estimated about one in every 10 homeless adults are veterans who have served. We know that the need is greater for veterans. As you were saying, most people may not realize that, but for male veterans, they're 1.5 times more likely to become homeless than a non-veteran counterpart. And then for female veterans, it's even more staggering. It's 3.6 times more likely to become homeless than a non-veteran counterpart. And it really speaks to the difficulty in transition from military to civilian life that we have seen with some of our veterans, and that can be a combination of not having employment that, you know, matches maybe what they did in the military, and then having trouble finding that type of employment in the civilian life, and then having to go get retrained, recertified, back to school, and then be able to get, you know, full-time employment. Just underemployment and unemployment, as we've seen over the last few years, has been so difficult, you know, in general. That can also play a part. Lack of affordable housing in our communities is another issue. And then many of our veterans come back from service without a support system, which we know is crucial to helping them to transition successfully into the civilian workforce or civilian life after their military service. And that support system may be that they don't have family, or possibly family who maybe haven't fully understood the effects of that veteran service. And many of the veterans, you know, may be affected by mental health or medical issues as a result of that service. And it can be very hard for them to connect to the right support to help them. And so that's what we're here for. No matter what the reason why a veteran might become homeless, and there are many, as you said, and many that are specific to veterans, you know, we try to meet that need however we can.
That's amazing. We're talking to Shalimar Cabrera of U.S. Vets. She is the executive director of the Las Vegas, Southern Nevada area. So, you know, tell us about the Sure Bet for Homeless and At-Risk Veterans. Yeah. I love that, the Sure Bet. Explain that to us.
Yeah. Yeah, we're calling our fundraiser the Sure Bet because we're raising COVID relief funds right now. You know, we have remained open as an essential service and social services serving our homeless population since the very beginning of the pandemic. We've never closed, but we certainly have changed so many things to keep our veterans and our staff safe. And it's really requiring us to find new financial resources. So we're calling our fundraising campaign the Sure Bet because while things are uncertain right now, while many things were closing, didn't know if they'd reopen, we wanted the community to know we're still the Sure Bet for veterans. We are still here. Our doors are not closed. You know, we recognize that many veterans will be put in that financial hardship because of COVID, and so may need our services for homeless prevention even more than before COVID. So we found it really important to stay open, and although that is taking some financial toll on us, things that we haven't paid for before, and done before, we're doing completely different, all with safety in mind to not spread the virus. So we're raising COVID relief funds in that Sure Bet campaign.
And how can people donate?
Thank you. Yeah, it's an online fundraiser, so it's really easy, actually. You visit our fundraising website, which is justgiving.com /campaign and then /TSB. So that's justgiving.com/campaign/TSB.
And I'll post that. I'll have you forward that, and I'll post that on Twitter and Facebook for you guys. Yeah, and you know, it's online fundraising. It's unfortunately, it's really limited. A lot of what, you know, now with COVID and all that, it's really kind of limited a lot of the events and things we could do. You know, but and I hope I didn't interrupt you. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You were giving the website, and yeah, how else can people help?
Yeah, that was it. I was going to say thank you for posting that, because I know it's a hard one to remember. But you're right. You know, we couldn't put together a live fundraiser right now, which we have experience doing, because obviously people are not gathering. It wouldn't be safe to do that. But we've seen some outpouring of support even online, and so I do hope that folks will visit that website and see how they might give, because at this point, no donation is too small. Even $5 goes a long way. And the great part about it is that our wonderful partners, Credit One Bank, they're matching every dollar that we raise, so
wonderful.
Your donation is automatically doubled by Credit One Bank.
Mm-hmm. And for those of you who follow me on Facebook, I have a Facebook fundraiser it was my birthday fundraiser. We chose U.S. Vets this year as our, you know, because we love them. We know so many who are, you know, at risk and need help. And, you know, that also brings up something. I had a listener ask a while back, you know, why do we not have enough support? And this isn't a question we have to answer, but this is something that does kind of plague us, where, you know, why we don't have enough support for our veterans when they do come back and, you know, after they've served and their families, to the point that many have had to, you know, turn to the streets. You know, it's you know, there's money out there, there's the VA, there's medical care, but there's just not enough support. It does take organizations like yours, like U.S. Vets, to fill in the gaps.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, we agree that nobody who's ever served in our country's military should find themselves homeless and sleeping on the streets that they fought to defend. It's a national tragedy that's still happening. There are solutions for it, and we want people to know that, too. In Southern Nevada alone, we've helped to decrease the number of homeless veterans in our community by 50% over the last 5 years. But our work is not finished until that number is zero, until the sentence doesn't include homeless and veterans together. You know, that's our goal. That's the focus of our work. And I agree with you. There should definitely be more support for our nation's heroes.
Mm-hmm. And U.S. Vets is also, it's national, right? Is it in all 50 states or are there regions?
No, we're not in all 50 states, but we are in the states that typically have the highest homeless veteran population. So we actually have 10 residential cities that we're in 5 states and Washington, D.C. So we have 3 locations in Southern California, ours in Las Vegas, Nevada, of course, 2 in Arizona, 2 in Hawaii, 1 in Houston, Texas, and 1 in Washington, D.C.
Wow. Now, here's another question. Obviously, funds are vital. When, you know, Walter Lascano, good friend of mine, you know, he's the permanent housing coordinator. Are there other ways where people could help? I mean, are there, like, rooms, you know, in houses they could offer? Or are there other ways people can help, especially for those who are a little bit short, you know, in terms of funds with everything going on?
Absolutely, yes. Monetary donations are not the only thing that supports our veterans. You know, people donate clothes and food. We don't have our donation process open right now COVID and what we're limited to do. However, we're looking forward to the day we can get back to normal and receiving donations of food, clothing, and that's casual wear as well as workforce wear, suits, ties, work shoes, socks. Right now, while things are closed, many volunteers have been donating homemade masks, which we can give to the veterans, which is so important. Yeah, so there's lots of ways to get involved with us.
And
people will just find us online and check us out.
Absolutely. U.S. Vets, Shalimar Cabrera from U.S. Vets Las Vegas. Thank you so much. We can't wait to have you back. God bless.
Thank you so much, Dr. Dahlia. Thank you.
No worries. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Sally.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A federal judge ruled that former National Security Advisor John Bolton can move forward in publishing his tell-all book despite efforts by the Trump administration to block the release because of concerns that classified information could be exposed. The decision from U.S. District Judge Royce Lambeth is a victory for Bolton in a case that involved the core First Amendment and national security concerns. But the judge also made it clear his concerns that Bolton had gambled with the national security of the United States by taking it upon himself to publish his memoir without formal clearance from a White House that says it's still reviewing it for classified information. The Room Where It Happened, a White House memoir, depicts a president whose foreign policy objectives were completely linked to his own political gain. This is USA Radio News. As tensions gear up between the two nations, North Korea is preparing to flood the South with mountain-high piles of propaganda leaflets denouncing South Korea's president and North Korean defectors. Many of the leaflets will feature the face of South Korean President Moon Jae-in smeared with cigarette butts. The move comes amid serious escalations in tension between the countries, which are still technically at war, as their 1950 to 1953 conflict ended without any peace treaty. Senator Amy Klobuchar said she personally called presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden to advise he pick a woman of color as his running mate, effectively announcing the end of her vice presidential aspirations. The Minnesota Democrat told MSNBC that she truly believes that it's a moment to put a woman of color on the ticket, and there are so many incredibly qualified women. Stay on top of everything going on around the nation. You can listen live anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So we say goodbye to Ian Holm, star of Lord of the Rings, Aliens, Chariots of Fire, most famous for playing Bilbo Baggins in the first Lord of the Rings trilogy. I believe that was 2000 to 2003. Or 2001 and 2002. And very versatile actor. He died in London at the age of 88. He died peacefully from what we understand in the hospital. It was Parkinson's related. And, he was, one of those actors that, made you smile and was just really, really gifted. And it's, kind of heartbreaking to see, somebody that's kind of in some of your favorite movies. And, it's not easy, especially for somebody like me as I'm getting older, and just having had another birthday, to see stars who, you think are going to be around with you, leave and go off into, another world. We talk about the meaning of life a lot on the show, and I've told you I've figured out the meaning of life, pretty easy. I figured it out last year, and it to me makes a whole lot of sense. And I think the meaning of life is it's a job interview. I think the reason why we have life and we do this is because God's watching us, and when it's time for us to meet our Maker, we have to show what we did on this earth for what he wants us to do up there, and assuming we get to be up there. So it's a job interview. So make the most out of this world. Enjoy your life, because the happier you are, the better you perform, But I look at it as that way. And I'm building my resume. I am building my resume for the afterlife. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Facebook says it had to take down Trump ads because they used a Nazi symbol. Now, I really think it's a far stretch. But apparently there were ads where there was a triangle, kind of like, I don't know, to me it would look like a traffic triangle. But the Anti-Defamation League said that the triangle is practically identical to that used by the Nazi regime to classify political prisoners in concentration camps. And so it looks like a red triangle. I'm not exactly sure what the red triangle was supposed to be for. I think it was supposed to be a symbol. Well, the Trump campaign said the red triangle is a symbol used by Antifa. And so I think what happened is they put that up there to kind of, target them. And they have been targeted Antifa, which is a far left group that has been accused of helping stir a lot of the riots and a lot of the mayhem that happened during these peaceful protests for Black Lives Matter. And so apparently Facebook, said we removed these posts and ads for violating our policy against organized hate. Our policy prohibits using a banned hate group symbol to identify political prisoners without the context that condemns or discusses the symbol. So the hate group they're referring to wasn't Antifa, but it was Nazis. So that's kind of what's going on there. A upside down red triangle. It's an inverted, ad. I had family that, unfortunately perished during the Holocaust and during Nazi times. I think most of us did, Christians, Jews alike, homosexuals, they purged and cleansed and did, huge atrocities. And they would use badges and things on uniforms. They would use, ink. They would use numbers. They would tattoo. They would use Yud, Jewish star, and the German word for Jewish to identify this as a Jew. I mean, it was, there were a lot of things, unfortunately, on these, prison camp uniforms and that they used. But, I mean, my concern here as, a Jew, as somebody that, really gets frustrated when you hear people accuse other people of Nazism is, I mean, the uniform or shall we say the prisoner clothing and things that I guess existed during the Nazi camps. One very notorious were these, pajamas or these, black and white, these striped, pajamas or in hats. And so do we ban any stripe reference? If somebody has stripes, is that Nazism? If somebody has numbers, that are black and white? Do we stop using black and white numbers? You know, if somebody has a tattoo, and they go, well, you know, people in Nazi camps had a tattoo, so you have a tattoo. I mean, you know, where does it go? Where does it end? You know, and I understand, you know, you put a swastika up, or, you know, you put a yellow Jewish star, you know, you're directly trying to agitate. But, you know, I just get really, really frustrated at how, you know, people will minimize. They don't realize they're doing that. They think they're being, you know, pro-American sentiment and, you know, helping the Jewish people out and, you know, being very pro, you know, whatever cause of the day. But when you accuse somebody like President Trump or President Obama or whatever of being Hitler-like, you have no idea how insulting and how heartbreaking that is to any of us that survived the Holocaust or had family members that survived the Holocaust or had family members that were completely wiped out. Most of my family was wiped out. And really, you are going to minimize and dilute the atrocity of it all by saying that a man who, you know, is you know, upset about Antifa is the same as somebody who had moms hold their infants and shot through the infant so they could kill both mom and baby with one bullet. You're really going to compare Trump or Obama or anybody, you know, really? Now, mind you, I'm always on the lookout for any sort of history repeating itself, and I will tell you if I think something looks like pre-Nazi era or, you know, something that looks like it could be something that the Nazis would have done, and, you know, we're coming into a police state or things like that, I'll be the first to call it. But to when I see people compare acts that are done that are and really try to stretch it for political gain to try to you know attract a Jewish or Catholic or Christian or homosexual audience to go, you see, that's like what Hitler did. You're insulting every Jew, Catholic, Christian, African American, homosexual, anybody who was gypsy, anybody who was killed and persecuted by, the Nazi entity. I mean, look, we're not stupid. Okay? You know, I mean, you know, we know what happened to us. We know. And you trying to say, you see, he's just, it's assuming we're ignorant. We can't be played, people. I mean, you know, when bad things happen to a group, you can't play us. So stop. You know, I'm just very, very frustrated with the way I politics has taken things and you know, just completely, obviously the word is politicized, but I sometimes I wish politics didn't exist. I understand politics is the root of our freedom and, you know, how we do need, you know, sides, debating each other and, you know, we want to have the ability to vote and all that. But it's just some of the evil I see when people politicize certain actions and certain movements is so hurtful. And you guys need to just stop it. All right. Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thank you for your comments and your questions. One of you let me know that I guess in Japan, when you go on a roller coaster, you're not going to be allowed to scream. because it could spread the coronavirus. I got to tell you, this, we're going to see some real, real crazy new rules. I scream when I'm on a roller coaster. I don't mean to, but when I'm scared, I really get quiet. You know, so I'll scream if like I'm laughing or I'm talking or I'm, you know, whatever. And some of the scariest roller coasters, it used to be called Magic Mountain in L.A. Silmar, is it Silmar? No, oh, it has a V in the word. Why can't I think of it? Anyway, it used to be called Magic Mountain, and now it's called, now it's Six Flags, and those are some of the scariest roller coasters. But when I'm, like, really, really scared, I'm just quiet, and I hold my breath, and I almost pass out. That's some scary stuff where you're, like, hanging upside down, and those are some of the best roller coasters ever, man. Those are scary. I'm getting too old for that. Okay, so New York City. Their budget, I believe, is supposed to be getting slashed. They've been protested. New York City cops have some of the most dangerous beats in terms of, you know, being shot at and you know, attacked and stabbed and things like that. And so with everything that's been going on with the protests, there's been rumors that they might strike. And so I guess word on the street is July 4th would be when many of the New York cops decide to sit it out. Just like what happened kind of in Atlanta. In Atlanta, a bunch of cops had called out in protest of some of the charges against the officer, you know, that had shot Rayshon Brooks. But I don't know how many did that. We didn't really get a lot of information. The news really didn't report the numbers. But many Atlanta cops called out. And from what we understand now, the police department in Atlanta is incentivizing, giving cops extra, I think like extra $5,000 in pay because of the risk they're taking. I mean, you know, isn't this kind of interesting? You know, you have people crying for defunding the police. Yet you have then police departments having to now financially incentivize to keep them. You know, I mean, you see what's going on here? You know, sometimes the more we try to progress, the more we try to fix things, you end up making more of a mess. So now we have New York City, and New York City cops are feeling unloved. And they're saying, forget about it. You know, so they're probably thinking about this. Now, we're being told, and there's been statements coming out of the police department saying, you know, there's no such thing, and, you know, cops are going to be there. It's not going to happen. But, you know, from what we're getting, there's apparently this plan that July 4th, which is going to be probably one of the craziest days this summer with fireworks and all that, might not really have a lot of cops on duty. And so if I was in New York City, I would probably be kind of careful because there might be mayhem that day. And, you know, maybe not. Here's the thing. If I was a police department, you got to be really, really careful with that. You know, because, you know, there's that whole boy who cried wolf. You know, if people think there's going to be cops and there's not going to be cops, you know, they're going to be like, okay, well, let's lay low July 1st, July 2nd, July 3rd, because July 4th, we're going to plan some stuff. And then if the cops actually are there, they're going to be like, wait a second, we could have caused mayhem this whole time. And then July 5th is going to be a bad day. So it'll kind of be interesting to see what happens. But we're seeing pictures and videos of people using illegal fireworks as weapons. I mean, actually shooting illegal fireworks at each other. Now, there's this campaign going across the United States saying, you light it, we write it. Basically, if you get caught with an illegal firework, you're in trouble. And you're going to be fined, I think, anywhere from $500 to $2,500, depending on where you live. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and it's really, really interesting, you know, because I have dogs and cats and all that, and they hear stuff that I don't. So while I'm watching TV or I'm writing an article or whatever, all of a sudden you hear cracks, right? You know, and pops, and I can't reproduce the sound. And it's, you know, like April 20th, right? And we're in lockdown. I'm like, what? You know, I always double check. I go, is it July 4th? You know, am I missing? Because I love fireworks. And I love going out to fireworks. And I am hearing fireworks every night where I live. Now, it's because Vegas is kind of like a bowl where you have the center of the city that has all the center of the city, and it still remains roughly the center, has the strip and the resort corridor, and then the city keeps growing around it. You know how like a tree keeps growing those lines, and that's how you age a tree, by counting the lines? Las Vegas does that, where it keeps growing out, and it keeps growing out fairly equidistantly using that center point, you know, of the strip. And so it's desert, so we keep expanding out into the desert. So people go out into the desert, and then they light fireworks. The problem is we do have shrubbery, we do have plants, and the higher the desert, the more there's trees. And, you know, we really don't want to start the fires and the wildfires, and this is wildfire season. California always seems to get a fire this time of year. Look at what's happening in Arizona. So the authorities are trying to be preemptive and try to stop firework use. And it's, you know, we got so much on our plate right now. You know, we got the economy, we got COVID, we got protests, we got, you know, just people still not getting unemployment insurance. And, you know, now the big issue is illegal fireworks. You know, I mean, really, do you want to, after everything we've been through, really want to go to jail or be fined because you got caught? What are those, Roman candles? And I don't even know all the names of the fireworks. Really, people? And then honestly, they're using them as weapons in New York City, you know? Makes no sense. But, you know, going back to these police officers and, I what's happening, and you know, you see, like I said, in, you know, Atlanta, they're trying to incentivize cops. You know, with New York, you know, there's all these threats of budget cuts, and there's going to be some big decisions being made when it comes to law enforcement and how our cities are being policed. And I think, you know, from what I'm picking up when I interview people and I try to get the lay of the land, is I think a lot of the entities that are running things don't know what the hell they're doing. And I think a lot of law enforcement is thinking, you know, should we just take a step back? And they think the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. Should we just take a step back and let them look and peer over the fence and see what happens if we take one day off, or 1 week off, or 1 month off? You know, I haven't seen an infographic, but I'm sure it's going to come, where somebody is going to show what millions or billions of dollars, you know, being defunded from law enforcement would look like. Now, I mean, mind you, you know, I get it. People are really, really upset, you know, with you know, how, you know, inmates are treated, and how, you know, people are, you know, subdued and restrained and chokeholds and all that. So police reform is coming. And the funny thing is, there's a lot of law enforcement that are for some of these reform measures. But when you start saying, let's just fire them, and let's just not give them money, and let's cut their shifts and cut their pay, and, you know, make them liable, you know, if they try to defend, you know, themselves or do their job or second guess or whatever. I mean, you know, it's at some point, many of these officers are going to say, to heck with this. We're, you know, hearing a lot of rumblings of people saying, I'm going to take early retirement. I'm done. It's not the same. And I told you that's what happened in medicine. A lot of doctors after Obamacare said, you know what, we're out. It's you know what, this is not what I signed up for. This is not what I pledged my life. I'm putting my life on the line. And, you know, this is how people are treated in medicine. We're out. And so I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of law enforcement does that. How is Chaz going, or CHOP in Seattle? We're seeing things on social media where people are getting robbed. It doesn't seem to be that utopia that it was supposed to be. And, you know, and mind you, I'm always an advocate of, you know, doctors helping kind of, you know, police themselves, and, you know, cops, you know, let those of us who are in the industry help make reform. But I think we have a lot of people that don't know what they're doing, and they're the ones making the reform. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now, a 20-pack starting at only $12. or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.